This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. People tend to ask these days as they're being herded through the medical police state lines at Walmart with the loudspeakers blaring, "Attention, this is a pandemic alert." People are asking, why am I being treated like cattle? The answer is because you are cattle from the point of view of the globalist. You are nothing but cattle living on a tax farm. A tax farm is just like a regular farm, except the harvest is tax money. They confiscate it from you. They take a percentage of your earnings. You're just like a part of the herd. And in fact, it's sort of a combination of humanity and bovine life, I guess, bovanity or something. You are the bovanity herd member, and you're not getting off this tax farm until they loot everything that you have ever produced, which is exactly what's happening with the bailout money and the collapse of the dollar that's coming, the fiat currency bailouts to the rich, wealthy bankers and connected corporations and political elite and so on. When you live on a tax farm and you're a piece of cattle, do you think that the farmers, i.e. the globalists, do you think that they care about the cattle? No. I mean, and look, just like cattle ranchers vaccinate the cattle in order to try to prevent disease from spreading in close confines, that's what they're doing to you. They're trying to vaccinate you, but in this case, whereas farmers want to keep cattle alive so they can sell the cattle for profit, now the globalists want you to die because you are costing too much money in terms of the entitlements and the payouts. So now, instead of, you see, with a regular cattle farm or a chicken farm or a hog farm, they want the animals to live so they can harvest them and sell their flesh as meat. With the human tax farms, they want you to die now because they're done extracting the wealth and they need to end the entitlement programs, which are draining cash from the globalists or the globalist-run, you know, banks and governments and so on. And that's why they were working on the biological weapons that got released, i.e. coronavirus. This was designed to exterminate humanity. This was the kill switch for humanity. The depopulation agenda combined with 5G, and combined with toxic vaccines, with deadly ingredients that cause infertility and sometimes neurological damage, brain damage, spontaneous abortions, death, things like that. This is all designed to basically nuke the bovanity tax farms, the human cattle herd tax farms. They're done with you. They're done. It's just like a farmer that has, say, had cows for a long time, and maybe he's been milking those cows or using cattle for, you know, calf operations and selling off part of the herd every year. And then one year the farmer decides, well, you know what? These cows are just taking too much money and too much resources and they're too much trouble. And we are ready to end the whole herd. And when that day comes, then they just nuke the whole herd. They sell off the whole herd to be butchered. That's where we're at now with globalists versus humanity. They're ready to butcher the whole herd. And yes, you and I are part of what they consider to be the herd, the cattle. And that's why they treat you like cattle. They don't think that you have any humanity in you. They don't think you're an individual. They don't think you have any capacity to think for yourself. That's why the schools are designed to train you to not think. If they wanted you to think, they would have taught you how to think. But they don't teach that, do they? They only teach you how to conform. That's what it's all about today, conforming. And that's all you're supposed to be, is a conforming, obedient herd member, a piece of cattle, an obedient creature to be corralled into all the actions that they want you to take, which is why they decide what you're allowed to say. That's why there's big tech censorship. That's why there are vaccine mandates. They decide what gets injected into you. They decide what medicine you're allowed to use, which is why they have essentially banned all freedom of speech about natural medicine. They decide the paradigms under which you live and die, and now they want you to die. So have no illusions, folks. There is no government in the world that wants to save humanity from the coronavirus. There's no government that wants to have proper testing and give you good advice. But why do you think the CDC withheld testing kits in the United States, allowing it to spread to probably millions of people? It was all by design, folks. All by design. That's not an accident. That is their strategy. Why do you think they built the biological weapon in the first place? Why do you think they told you don't buy masks? Why do you think they're downplaying hydroxychloroquine? Because they don't want you to find a cure. They don't want you to be healed. They don't want you to be productive. They don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to be informed. Certainly not empowered. Certainly not educated. Certainly not literate in virology or the ingredients of a vaccine or any of those things. Or how does 5G technology work to cause cell membranes in the body to absorb substances that are toxic to the cells? How does 5G damage neurology? They don't want you to be informed on any of these subjects. Oh, and especially they don't want you to understand what is money, because they want you to think that debt is money. Debt. That's all they make, is more debt and more fiat currency. That's how they rip you off. You work your whole life to save, quote, money, but none of it's even money. You're not even saving money. All you're doing is funneling productivity and resources into the hands of the globalists who run and own the Federal Reserve. It's not even money that you're dealing with. They've got you by the leash from the moment you're born. That's why they stamp you with a social security number. Might as well be a barcode on your forehead. Your property. You are property of the tax farm, the globalists. And they're done with you. Don't think there's any other... Bill Gates is not a humanitarian. Bill Gates is an anti-humanitarian. He's done with humanity. He wants to see humanity ended. Same thing is true with all the other globalists. They're not humanitarians. That's the fake excuse they put on to say, oh, we're here to help humanity. We want to research vaccines to help humanity. No, they're not interested in helping. They're interested in destroying humanity. Don't you get it? They're prepping the planet for the post-human era. I've done a series of free lectures on this. You can find them at oblivionagenda.com, oblivionagenda.com. And there we talk about terraforming. We talk about the alteration of the atmosphere, the ScopeX project, also funded by Bill Gates. Wow, what an amazing coincidence. How they're going to eliminate human beings. And then by doing so, they're going to prepare the planet for the post-human era. What do I mean, a post-human era? Well, exactly what it sounds like. An era for the planet without humans. That's what it means. That's what this is. Look, the world that you think you live in today will be gone. Gone. Yeah, your parties, your crowds, crowded highways, everything. You've all been slated for termination. And I'm like the one cow on the farm that says, hey, we're all cattle living on a farm. You always wonder if cows would do that and communicate with each other, like, let's escape the farm. That's kind of like what I'm doing, is telling the other cattle, because we're all cattle, from the point of view of globalists, telling the other cattle, wake up, you're on a tax farm. You're being harvested and you're being exterminated, and the farmers don't need us anymore because you have the robotic automation revolution rolling out. So that's my message today. Realize where you are. You're in kind of like the Matrix, and everything that you do, everything that you earn, everything that you produce is being stolen from you. And if you want to escape the tax farm, well, listen to my podcast, because I'm one of the few voices of human freedom. It's teaching people how to be free, in your thinking and in your actions and in your future. That's what I do. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, the leader of the bovine resistance movement. I say half jokingly, but thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at pandemic.news. Thank you. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.